Welcome to Soarin' Lit.
Hi, I'm Paulette Hansel, and my books include Friend, Coal Town Photograph, and Palindrome, which was the winner of the 2017 Weatherford Award for Appalachian Poetry. My next book of poems, Heartbreak Tree, is forthcoming from Madville Publishing in 2022. My writing has been featured in Oxford American, Verse Daily, and Poetry Daily. I was Cincinnati's first poet laureate, and I am past managing editor of Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, which is a literary journal. I was born and raised in Eastern Kentucky, in Southeastern Kentucky, to parents who were also born and raised in Southeastern Kentucky. That is in the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains. Some people don't consider that South, but I will say its relationship to South in terms of language and accent and foodways is certainly a lot closer than it is to the Midwest and to the North. I live now in Cincinnati, Ohio. I moved here in 1979, and so I've lived my life in the Midwest, across the river from Kentucky, much longer than I ever lived in Kentucky, but Kentucky is still my home, and it is certainly my literary home. I am much influenced by the mountains that I grew up in. I think that when I was a younger writer, it felt much less in some ways a part of who I was, and the older I get and the farther away I get from the mountains, the more that I realize that they really are part of what made me. Much of my writing continues to dwell in the Appalachian Mountains with my family, with my ancestors. I know too that I come from a storytelling tradition. I'm a poet, but most of my poetry is very, very much narrative. I've often joked that I can stop and tell a story right in the middle of the list poem. I am so close to the storytelling tradition. And I think, you know, I've heard, I can't remember now the writer who said this, that, you know, that much of our ongoing inspiration comes to us from before we were 10 years old, and also from our dreams. And that has certainly been true for me, that I find myself continuing to go back to those stories of early childhood as I'm writing, and to those places, that landscape that made me. I think my biggest fear around writing is not actually when I am creating, but when I'm not creating. When I am writing, I move to a different place below the kinds of fears that I might otherwise have about my role as poet and as artist. When I'm not writing, I wonder if I ever will again, and fear that I won't. When I'm sending poems out to publishers, I wonder if they will ever be good enough, if they, you know, if they're saying the things that were in my heart and in my mind, if they're communicating in any way beyond the words into the realm of image and emotion. I fear too sometimes that my writing will be hurtful to others, that I feel like part of my role as a poet is as a truth teller. But at the same time, I also have many other roles as friend, as wife, as stepmother, as relative, as kin. And especially now in my more recent work, I have fears around what that truth-telling, which feels so necessary to me as woman and as writer, what effect it might have on other people. My latest book, Heartbreak Tree, which will be out next year, I've called it an exploration of the intersection of gender and place in Appalachia. And I see woven within it, coming to know my responsibility as a poet to speak the often forbidden stories of my own life and of other women's life. And to some degrees, these have been lifelong themes in my work, but the poems in Heartbreak Tree are bolder and braver, with a new level of ancestral truth-telling and breaking of silence, in part, I think, as I move into that elder role within my own family of origin, I get braver because there's not as much time as I might have thought there once was to be able to tell the truth. As part of this project, I actually discovered that my maternal ancestors on my grandmother's side, my mother's side, were actually Jamestown settlers. My mini great grandmother, the first woman in my lineage that I'm aware of to be on North American soil, was a Jamestown bride, which means that she was a mail order bride before there was actually mail. And she died a wealthy woman, and I'm ashamed to say that she died a slave owner. My mother, on the other hand, was born into poverty. And that history, that lineage, is very much of interest to me, and I see it as being a thread that I will pull for my next writing project, for the book, for the poems that aren't there yet. Sacred text to me has so many different meanings in terms of thinking about poetry and other forms of literature. And, you know, in some ways, it is any text that opened up a place in me that allowed me to write. It is also any text that I experience as a teacher of writing and of writers, where I was part of that opening. I was present for that opening for when women or others, but for me, really, it is my, part of my mission has been writing with women and girls. But whenever anyone speaks a truth that they were only able to access through writing, I consider that to be sacred text. Certainly, writing that opened me over the years have included so many people. But as an Appalachian writer, I think back to Georgella Lyon, who was the first woman that I experienced as a young Appalachian woman writer who was telling the truths of her own life as a woman and as a person from the Appalachian region. And Georgella is still a very dear friend, and her poems from both then and now are part of what I hold dear. So I would like to read some of my poems. Both of these poems that I'll be sharing with you are in my forthcoming book of poems, Heartbreak Tree. The first is called, Home is the place where, when you have to go there, you only think about how to get out. Busted up doll heads where the canned goods used to be, sun-steeped hill-buckled sidewalks, and everybody just looks tired. Nobody cares this is where your mother used to buy her meat. The houses you lived in plowed under, moles scuttled through plumbing cracked with black dirt and roots. Nobody cares about your old woman body grown on the bones of the girl who walked these streets. Everybody has their own worn bones. Everybody remembers you, sort of. The newspaper man calls you by your mother's name. You can't remember the name of who you sat next to in math class or whose back seat you crawled out of nights, the river fog so dense you came home hair and misplaced clothes all damp and smelling like mountain. Nobody cares you know this town by what is gone, stench of grease spilled from the closed pool hall, mailbox on the corner where the boys sprawled, pelvises jutted out to block your path. You pull up your car too close to the high curb somebody told you was made for hitching horses. Nobody had any horses. I actually just found out that the old grocery store, which housed the busted up doll heads where the canned goods used to be, is now gone as well. That it burned down a few weeks ago, so that might be another poem coming. The second poem is called For Beauty, and it begins with a quote from Don West, who was an early Appalachian writer in the 1920s and beyond. And this is a kind of talking back to him. His quote is, "I've seen beauty in Harlan, in the trailing arbutus, but beauty is a stranger to the coal camps." That's Don West. My poem, For Beauty. Ground laurel, mayflower, trailing its pink-tipped blooms in the month of my father's birth. Epigenea repens upon the earth. Arbutus, the only do I love in the language of flowers. And he, in his way, stayed true to the ground he grew on. My father always had to have the mountains in his sight. No matter the trails of his sorrowing, restless mind, his feet stayed planted in mountain dirt. Trailing arbutus is very difficult to establish and perpetuate. It will not tolerate disturbance, is extremely susceptible to failure, even in good conditions. From him, I learned you could love what you also hate. Gaunt-eyed, gulped-down, everlasting grime and dirt and digging. But beauty is never a stranger. So if you would like to contact me, you can find me at Pauletta Hansel, that's all one word, .wordpress.com. I'm also on Facebook, Pauletta Hansel. There are two Pauletta Hansels, but I'm pretty easy to find as the one Pauletta Hansel who posts all the stuff about writing and writing workshops. I have an Instagram account, but I like to tell people if you try to follow me there, you won't get very far because I very seldom post anything. But who knows? Perhaps I will at some point. So I want to give a big thanks to Soren Litt for all his good work and for inviting me to be some small part of that work of promoting the work of Southern writers, and especially to Melody Rogers, who is the hands and the brain and the heart behind it all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Soren Litt. I am Melody Rogers, founding editor of Soren Litt. Please check out our website at sorenlit.com. That's SORENLIT.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.